Welcome back to Ryer on YouTube. Travis Ryer back with you. It is a Wednesday. What the heck? Let's take a look at some Tuesday practice clips from the University of Alabama. And while we do that, we'll kind of incorporate it into the upcoming matchup for the Crimson Tide, the ultra rare Big Ten road trip for Alabama, headed up to Madison, Wisconsin. Take on the Badgers, Camp Randall Stadium. Big noon kickoff in Big Ten country for Kalen DeBoer's team. Crimson Tide, of course, 2-0 following wins over Western Kentucky. That one may have been too easy in retrospect. And then a real battle last Saturday night against the South Florida Bulls. Meanwhile, Wisconsin also 2-0 wins over Western Michigan and South Dakota that were almost identical. I mean, when you talk about final scores, you look at offensive stat lines for Wisconsin in those games against Western and also South Dakota. Boy, mirror images almost. But what we're going to do is we're going to get into some clips from Tuesday's practice, kind of tie them into some storylines for this week's game. And what we'll do is we'll start with Malachi Moore right here in the clips provided by the University of Alabama. We thank UA for that. Malachi, these are individual drills, getting that shoulder into the simulated ball carriers. Q Robinson off to a good start too. The veteran means so much to this program, not just in terms of what he can bring in the pass rush like we've seen in the first couple of games, but special teams, and consider what he's been through personally here in the last week. Just an anchor for this program in a lot of different ways. By the way, you see the running backs over here to the right. There's Justice Haynes. And there's Jam Miller, Jam in the black non-contact jersey early in the week. Would I say that's a reason for concern? No, because if you think about what Jam dealt with even back in the preseason, it's early in the week, it's a full pad practice. You're not going to tax guys like that too much, I would say, during a Tuesday's practice. But again, you work through these tackling drills. There's Keanu Coote. Talked about this even in the preseason, that in this defense under Kane Womack, not sure if you would see the two-edge approach as much as you saw previously. You know, like you saw with Dallas Turner and Chris Braswell, like you saw with Will and you saw with Dallas, you even saw it with Will and maybe Chris Allen 3 years ago or so, 4 years ago. But, you know, it could be that because of the Justin Jefferson first half suspension, that paves the way for a Coote or maybe a Rasul to stay out there to go along with Q in some obvious passing situations. And there's a guy that's a storyline right there too. Colin Hitchler, the co-defensive coordinator for the Alabama Crimson Tide. There he is, previously of the University of Wisconsin. So he comes down in the offseason, seems to have made a very positive impression on the staff. Again, there's some outside guys and there's some form tackling, ironic, right? Because you teach it basically the way that Justin Jefferson did it against South Florida, but something you can't simulate in these drills with the simulated ball carriers. See how the head stays up in these? So you can still be right in a game, like there he is, Justin Jefferson is, because if the head goes down on the ball carrier and you get helmet-to-helmet contact above the shoulders, well, it's the defender that's going to pay for that. There's Jihad once again. This is a guy, too, that could benefit or at least be in the plan, perhaps, for the start of the game on Saturday. And maybe even where special teams are concerned, too, is Caden Jones, the freshman, the young linebacker, because we really haven't seen Jeremiah Alexander. So when you think about depth in general at inside linebacker with Justin Jefferson out, you know, those are the kind of guys you start moving into. Young guys, Caden Jones, Justin Okoronkwo, the German. So that could be interesting to watch play out, not just on defense in the first half Saturday, but also on special teams. And there he is, the true freshman wide receiver. It's fun to watch this guy even work against air, right? Just a simple, like, not half speed, but about 75%. You're just kind of working on the orchestration of the routes for these outside guys, getting the footwork right, kind of seeing these guys hone their craft. And Ryan Williams, as a 17-year-old, already does that at a level that you don't see from many 20, 21-year-old wide receivers at the college level. The quarterback's working on Tuesday. Jalen ripping one out there, Jeremy Bernard. It was good to see Jeremy involved early against South Florida. I think that's sort of a residual, too, of what Ryan Williams brings to this offense, because whether you're in zone, whether you're in man, he can threaten you in a way that creates a lot of space for other guys. We saw that with Bernard on a couple of in-breakers against zone. Perhaps that will continue. And there's another big factor, I think, for Saturday. Kendrick Law, because you're going into this, I'm sure if you're Kalen DeBoer and Nick Sheridan, thinking, boy, speed is a real ally for us this week, not just with Ryan Williams. Here you see Caleb Odom. This is tough for a bigger receiver. Break it down. Come out of that break, as he does right there. But speed. Speed across the board. Wide receiver. Sort of hybrid players like Kendrick and the different ways you can get them the football. That should be a big advantage for Alabama this week, because in the first couple of games going through some of that with Wisconsin, even last week against South Dakota, saw them hit with some explosive plays. Meanwhile, Wisconsin isn't especially dynamic in that regard. So when you think about chunk plays, that should be very heavily in the corner of Alabama this week. And DeBoer, kind of like Nick Saban before him, except Nick, it was always on the defensive side. You see Kalen, obviously, on the offensive side. Nick loved to be with those defensive backs with this emphasis on the corners. With Kalen, it's more about quarterbacks and some of the quarterback receiver stuff early in practice. And we see some of the defensive backs now. Mo Lindquist working some of these guys. And there's Red Morgan. Before that, we saw Deshaun Jones, and it kind of leads you back to the question of, do we continue to see this rotation on the back end like we've seen through two games? That'll be something to watch. I think physicality is the mindset this week on the defensive side, based on what you expect to see from this Wisconsin offense. You would love to turn it into a game where Van Dyke has got to throw it 30 plus times, kind of like was the case with Byron Brown last week. You wanted to get Brown into the 30s and pass attempts. You were able to do that. Now, look, Tyler Van Dyke can hurt you more, I think, as a passer than Byron Brown could a week ago. So you got to clean some things up in coverage, and you got to get after Van Dyke. And part of the advantage Alabama should have defensively this week is, yes, you're going to see some RPO and some zone read stuff from this Wisconsin offense. Van Dyke will keep, but when he keeps, it's going to be with an emphasis on making a play with his arm. And if you overreact to run potential with him, like South Dakota did a week ago, he will throw it over your head. He's not going to run past you, but you have to maintain discipline on the back end when he does pull it, because the expectation has to be he's not doing it with the thought of making big plays with his legs. Again, as you work through some of the defensive drills from Tuesday's practice, Ryan Williams, once again, on the offensive side, what will be the next step for this offense? I think as much as we're going to talk about Jalen, as much as we're going to talk about Ryan Williams and these skill guys, it's the video we're not seeing from this practice on Tuesday that is the real, real big key point for Alabama moving forward. And that, of course, is the offensive line. And I don't think it's a surprise that we're not really seeing the offensive line other than maybe right there in the background. Oh, wait a minute. Who's that at left tackle back there? Is that number 74 at left tackle? Is that number 52 at left guard? Go crazy, Alabama fans. Go crazy. You might very well have your offensive line in whole this week against the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll see. Still a little bit early in the week. Right tackle, if this is the case with Caden there, as you see him at left tackle, taking some reps. Right tackle with Will Conformby, Elijah Pritchett. That's where a lot of the focus will shift to. I mean, it'll be a lot of eyes on Caden to see how he responds too, because we haven't seen him on the field since last season. More of the quarterbacks. And again, working it out there to Emmanuel Henderson. Really good special teams player too, E-Man is, with that ability as a blocker. You know, we saw Caleb Odom pretty early last week in the game against South Florida. He had a little 6-yard catch, moved the chains on a second down. So not afraid to rotate a lot of these guys in, Shep. You know, he'll do it. There's E-Man again on a crosser. The run game, I think, for Alabama, though, I think it's going to be another 200-plus type of run game day for Alabama, especially if you've got that offensive line the way you like it. And part of that will, again, go back to Jalen, because I fully expect him to be involved in the run game by design and to go along with Jam Miller and Justice Haynes. That interior trio, if you have it back together with Tyler and Parker and also Jaden, I think the run game for Alabama has a chance to have a big day up at Wisconsin. With that, I want to remind you, if you haven't subscribed to our channel as of yet, we would certainly appreciate you doing just that. Subscribe to Ryer on YouTube. Hit that notification bell that's right there as well. That way you're alerted to all of our content as it drops. I gave you the thumbs up right there a little bit. We would also appreciate a like if you could do that for us as well. By the way, all of our content is also podcasted. So whether you're an Apple podcast person, whether you're Spotify, Amazon, we're going to be able to get this on those outlets for you. So if you prefer a audio format, a companion format to go with this, perhaps we can do that for you as well in terms of podcasting. So we'll see what the rest of the week holds for this Alabama football team. Of course, you're going to hear from Kalen DeBoer at least three more times between the SEC teleconference, his press availability during the week, and then the coaches show, of course. Still plenty to hear from Kalen as it relates to that offensive line and some other aspects of this football team. And we're going to continue to update things for you right here on Ryer on YouTube. We'll have our SEC show, Second Helping, with my great friend Brent Beard coming up on Thursday. We'll have three predictions for Alabama, Wisconsin here on the channel coming up on Friday. And then, of course, game coverage for you as well. Travis Ryer, thanking you once again for joining us right here on Ryer on YouTube. And until next time, so long, everybody.